Hello and welcome into the BibleQuizzer.net podcast. Thank you so kindly for joining us here. We are previewing the Wisconsin Invitational today and kind of giving a preview of the upcoming Bible quiz season. The Wisconsin Invitational is the first tournament of the year.
The first full-tax tournament of the year, because we already had the Cross Point tournament a couple of months ago.
That is true. Got to get used to
that. It does kind of feel like it's the first tournament. Kind of has the first tournament vibes. But actually, to me, November, does it feel like the beginning of the year to you as far as Bible quizzing?
Kind of. I feel like November is late in the year, but for Bible quiz, it's early in the year.
Does it feel like the year is just starting out? Does it feel that way?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, because I wasn't at Cross Point.
Sure.
And so, to me, I haven't been doing many tournaments. The last thing I watched was the spectacular tournaments in the midsummer. So, this is my first. It feels like Bible quiz is upon us. But for a lot of people that were at Cross Point, this is the second tournament of the year.
Yeah. And for me, actually, growing up with PQA, some of you all, this is right dead center in the middle of the PQA season. So, to me, it always feels like we're right in the middle of the season. But it really is the first full-text tournament. So this is the first time we actually get to see kind of where the teams are at.
The Wisconsin Invitational is a double elimination tournament, the first full-text tournament of the year. And I'm always excited because obviously it is here at my home church, McQuanago Baptist Church, where I quiz as a quizzer. And honestly, it's kind of styled after the Colorado Invitational Tournament. So if you come here, it feels reminiscent of Colorado, just much earlier in the year. And maybe not quite the feel that Colorado has for many quizzers, but that's kind of what we pattern it after. And we have Dave Douglas here in the auditorium that adds a vibe to it, if you could put it that way.
For sure.
But it's just a great time of fellowship. The first tournament of the year is always, first full-text tournament is always, you get into it. You feel like it's quizzing season upon us, and that's one thing I enjoy helping. This year I'll be quiz mastering, so I'm kind of excited about that, quiz mastering and JV. So looking forward to this tournament. Good food, good fellowship, a lot of good things.
Awesome. What's the theme for this year as far as the verse that everybody's going to be thinking about as we come into the tournament?
Yeah, so our theme verse this year is Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
That is correct. Oh, sorry.
You got in quizmaster mode there.
Yeah, that was awesome. Hey. Great verse. Love that verse. Yeah. And it's especially important in the day in which we live to not be ashamed of the gospel. Mm-hmm. So that's a good emphasis. And I hope as we're memorizing Romans this year that a lot of those verses from Romans are impacting the quizzers. If you're a quizzer watching, I hope you're allowing it to impact your life, because Romans is just full of life-changing truth. It's really all about the gospel.
And so, especially that verse, because if you think about it, sometimes we are afraid to witness to others.
That's right.
And that's a natural human thing. But if you think about the fact, this has been a challenge to me myself, that it's not me that has to win that person, that has to see that soul saved. It's the God. Jesus is the power of God. And because Jesus died on the cross, that's the gospel, that will change lives, not us.
Right.
That's always a challenge to me when I think about that. But moving on to a preview of the tournament and also the upcoming quiz year, there's just a couple questions that when I think of this upcoming year that I think about pop into my mind, that are several question marks that maybe will determine this quiz year. And when we look back at the quiz year, we're like, these questions were clearly answered through this quiz year. And one major thing is, with the absence of Hannah Lynn being on Falls, obviously that's a great loss for a team, losing probably the best quizzer over the last 4 years. How will Falls respond, and who will step up to fill her shoes?
Right. So I think we have kind of some obvious answers there. We're already looking at Steven coming up. He's a senior. And I think in some ways we've been talking about how he was kind of playing second fiddle to Hannah Lynn for couple of years, and intentionally so. It was definitely by design. But now he's definitely the leader of the team. So we'll see if he steps up. Or in addition to Steven, you also have Lydia. And I know that Caleb has also been memorizing a lot. So he might actually be more of a factor in this tournament than we've seen in the past as well. But those are just the Van kids. Those are just Pastor Steven Van's family. But there's a lot more quizzers involved in Falls, and they're all really good. So we have Christina Zhang. We've been talking about her.
Uh-huh.
She's also still there and very strong, probably stronger this year than ever before. There's a couple other names, that I know of going to Falls that I've heard here and there that are working really hard. Yeah. So,
and with Falls, you always have those random quizzers that will, in the most, the worst time for the other teams, but the best time for Falls, randomly stand up on the first word, usually. And it's, they pull it out. And that's the thing is, when you have depth, which is a good thing, don't ever say, well, they have way more teams than us. That's not a bad thing. It's obviously they're focused. You can't say anything about Falls and not having that work, that work ethic that it takes to be a good team.
Right.
It helps having good quizzers, but that's a learned trait that it takes.
It takes you're building your culture. So they've built the culture of quizzing at Falls for decades. And there's other teams like that as well. We're still in the process of building that culture at AOE, where I'm teaching. And hey, I mean, it's working. We're getting it started, but it's only year two for us. And so, you know, there's depth, but it's not the same level of depth. So they built this up over decades of time. And so now we're just seeing such depth that, like, their 2 and 3 team are beating people, getting into the second and third place last year.
You don't want to face Falls 2 or 3.
No, you don't
want to
face
just as much as the one
team
almost.
Exactly. So I don't think Falls has anything to worry about there.
Yeah, and that's a good point you were talking about it takes consistency. You think about good programs like Kentucky. There was a period of building up where they got to the peak, where we think of Kentucky 2008, 2009, winning almost every single tournament. Mm-hmm. And you think about Maquonago, we had to work up to a point. And eventually, once we stopped working at like 2012, 2013, for a while there, all we had was JV.
Right.
And that built back up to high school. So you have to keep on going.
Start with JV.
Don't just say 5 years and like you see discouragement and you stop it. If you're a coach out there, or if you're a quizzer, or you're just a leader at a ministry that maybe doesn't know much about quizzing, throw yourself into it and keep going for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about our program, many other programs, Falls. They didn't used to be powerhouses in the quizzing world, but see where they are now.
Yep.
That's because of dedication.
Totally.
So to answer the question, Falls looks like they're
going to be okay.
They'll be okay,
But we have another team to worry about, and that's Ridgeview. And as we're looking at Ridgeview, besides Blake, who else are we looking out for?
Okay, so last year there is Olivia, I believe, and Molly that are on the team as well. Those were two quizzers that last year they took some steps forward from the year before, and they were very solid quizzers. One of them was close to number two. None of them were as good as Blake, and they still had struggles when Blake was not in the quiz. You could tell he was sometimes trying to stay in the quiz just in case. But I'm looking for those two to even take a next step. If they grow anywhere from last year, they're going to be tough to deal with. And Elijah Williams as well is on that team. There was moments I heard that at the tournament he was struggling to always get correct questions. He was maybe jumping too fast at times. So if they can pull it all together, if any of them can consistently get those answers, I think you're looking at a Ridgeview team that could pull down Falls. Obviously, Blake is probably the best quizzer going into this year in most people's minds. So I think Ridgeview has that potential. Another question.
One thing we saw at Crosspoint was that Ridgeview actually gave Falls a low going into the finals. So it wasn't just Falls dominating. And I'm pretty sure I was still in the JV side of things for most of the day. So I didn't really watch all those quizzes, but my guess is that some of the second and third string quizzers on Ridgeview were stepping it up and doing well. So I would not be surprised at all to see some of them step up.
And it's, as a second and third quizzer, most of those people know the material close to as well as the first. They might not just be as natural at jumping. So that's something to keep an eye on, because Ridgeview is going to be a top three team, I think most people are saying. And unless if something happens like all the other teams get incredibly well, they're going to be one of those top three.
One thing I want to add to, like, when you're looking at a team like Ridgeview or any team where you feel like there's that one quizzer who is just lights out, and maybe that one quizzer is better than everybody on your team, and you can feel intimidated by looking at them. Because we had this happen at AOE. I have one quizzer who's, like, way ahead of everybody else at AOE. And so we were doing a tournament, and all the other teams I had at AOE were just like, no, he's going to win. Their team's going to win. They've got in the bag. They have this kid, so they're going to win. And what I told them was, the way you have to beat him is, obviously, if they're a number one quizzer, they're going to try to extend their lifespan as long as possible. They're going to try to get their 5 questions if possible. And then before they quiz out, they're going to be trying to feed. At max, they can only get 120 points. And then they have to sit. And that's not enough to get a middle in a quiz. So at this top level, like, what we're going to see on Saturday, most of the time, the question's never going to be finished. Let's just be honest. But
rarely will it even get past three words into the question sometimes.
But there will be some quizzes, maybe on the lower level, where maybe some lower teams are facing a team that has like one kid who's faster than everybody else. And so what you can do is just, hey, let him get his five. Okay, before he gets that last one, he's going to try to feed. Don't let him feed. Just jump before the end of the question.
And like, I will not push back totally, but some on that is the fact that you have to also have a strategy of while they're in, because you can't just be thinking of once they're out. Because if you're behind, let's say they get a bunch right at the beginning of the quiz, you're behind 100 to nothing, it's going to be so easy for those secondary quizzers to, because they're going to feel no pressure. Hey, look, we're up by 100. But I do remember, to your credit or to your point, one time when I was in JV, I quizzed out 6 right, no wrong in the championship quiz. And it was against Kettle and Falls. They were the powerhouses. And I'm like, yes, we got it sealed. Mm-hmm. Well, my supporting cast could not get a single question the rest of the quiz. And we did not win the quiz. Yep. So I think one thing is you have to be jumping while they're still in the quiz. Mm-hmm. If you're not getting, and usually those fast quizzers, what I say to other quizzers is you got to jump, get a fast jump in at the beginning of the quiz to let them know, hey, we're not just going to be sitting here.
Keep them jumping
you
fast.
You have to jump fast.
Right.
And sometimes even just jumping fast, really fast, will force them to jump faster.
Right.
And that can be a strategy right there. And it does work against those really good quizzers. You don't want them to just get in a groove. You have to force them to jump faster than they're comfortable with.
Yeah, totally agree. And in this case, with REOE teams, like we were just doing an in-house tournament, everybody was scared of that one team, right? But there was another team where they made it all the way to the finals, and so they were competing in the final round. And in the final round, just a two-team quiz, right, I had one team that, like, both teams had one guy who knew the entire material that we were quizzing over, in this case, Romans 8. And they were playing the exact same strategy as each other, but the kid who everybody was scared of, he was trying to feed, and the other team wouldn't let him feed. They just kept jumping before the question was over. Sometimes they got it right, sometimes they got it wrong. Most of the time they got it right. And so they were just playing aggressive. They were following my advice. And that team ended up winning the tournament. Not the team with the kid everybody was scared of, but the other one, because they followed the strategy. They didn't let him feed. He wasn't able to feed a single time. Yep. And it was just up to the second and third quizzers on his team to make it up.
So never focus on the other team.
Right.
You cannot focus on their – if you think about the other team, you'll never think of yourself as good usually.
Yeah.
You have to focus on yourself, what you can control. Say, hey – we have to be on top of our game coming right out of the quiz. Because what happens with a good team is they get one right at the beginning, they go on a roll.
Right.
That's why you always see like a good team like Ridgeview, a good team like Falls up 100 to 20 to 40.
Yep.
And at that point, the quiz is usually over
for
them.
Yep.
So you have to be coming out of the gates aggressive. Sure, you might not get it right away, but you're forcing them to say, hey, we're not just going to give the quiz to you.
Yep.
So that's a...
Hey, just think 140 points, just 7 questions a quiz is all you need. If you just think of that, you don't have to be intimidated when they get 5 questions. Hey, it's okay. Like, there's still 15 more questions left in the game, and we only need 7 of them. We don't even need all the questions. So try to get them early, because that will make you feel a lot more comfortable. But if you don't get them early, if the other team has 5 questions, don't panic, don't freak out. You don't have to have the same score as they do. You have plenty of time to catch up. And more than likely, if they've gotten 5 questions at the start of the quiz, it's probably coming from the same person. Most of the time. So,
and some of the most dangerous quizzes and quizzers and teams are those that don't give up when they're behind.
Right, so
and
true.
You think, oh, we have it sealed. They keep on going. And sometimes when you're down by like 100 to 20, it looks so big. But if you think about it, that's just 3 or 4 questions. And how many quizzes have you answered 3 or 4 questions in a quiz? Every quiz, usually most teams answer 3 or 4 questions.
Right.
You just think of it that way, you're right in the quiz.
Yep.
And one example from my quiz tournament is we were down like 100 points. We actually, my team had negative 40 because I had 0 right, 5 wrong. And my coach called timeout. She's like, do not give up. I got 6 right in a row, and
that's
we ended
crazy.
Up winning
what
the quiz
the
with a high
that's
on the 20th
insane.
Question. So
Girl's
we had a good
stories,
comeback.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My coach still talks about me to this day for
that's
that.
That's crazy.
So.
Yeah.
Right. So,
okay.
In your opinion, coming into this year and even into this tournament, what is a team that most people might not think of that pops into your mind as a team that could potentially contend for, at the end of the year, a top 5 spot and that was consistently challenging for the top 3 in a tournament?
Okay. So, we're going beyond Ridgeview and Falls. After that, things do kind of level out a little bit, and I feel like you could just pick any team almost arbitrarily. Mm-hmm. I know you are under the impression that McConaughey was underrated.
Totally.
You might be right.
Uh-huh.
You might be right.
And I'm not just saying that because I'm from McConaughey.
Well, I've got to give some equal here because I actually feel like this year...
Hey, you're in the auditorium of McConaughey Baptist Church. Don't say anything bad.
Okay.
No,
yeah. All right. So, but they're terrible. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not going to say it. Okay. So, but equally, this year, actually, we've taken a big step forward at AOE, and we do have some other good quizzers coming in. Nadia and Joanna Paskevich, they're very solid. I think they can help our team out a lot. So I would not be surprised if at this tournament, if you saw one of our teams at the number three spot, our one Division I team, mm-hmm. If you saw them taking that spot, I wouldn't be surprised. Equally, I wouldn't be surprised if McConaughey took it. They have so much experience. You know, your siblings and whoever else is on that team, they have years of experience, and so they could definitely take it as well. What I've seen from McConaughey in the past has been a lot of inconsistency up and down, and so they could have a really lights-out quiz, and then the next quiz, you know, they air out. That seems like what I've seen the past few years.
Their youth, they're reliant on youth right now, with Nathan and Elizabeth both 7th grade, I think. So... young quizzers. A team that I'm going to bring up of that I don't think most people are talking about right now is Marquette Manor.
Yeah.
And I think that they're probably the, out of all teams in the country, people know about Faith. They know that they're probably going to be pretty good. First Baptist, we don't know for sure yet because they lost their coaches, but they still have some solid pieces there. Mm-hmm. So I think... Marquette Manor is definitely the most underrated. They've been slowly building up for a while.
Yeah.
I've thought in the past, wow, they could be good. I think this year is the year where they might not challenge for the top three, but I think they take that leap forward. I know Daniel Abid is a quizzer that I've been watching for a couple years now, and I think he's in high school in this tournament.
Yep.
And if he does anywhere like he's been doing at Spectacular and in the last couple of years, if you can take that next step forward, getting a lot of the material memorized, Marquette Manor is a top five, top six challenging team at every tournament.
For sure.
I don't think they've been to that top six level. They could, if they do really good, defeat like a top six team. Mm. But now I think they're in the position where they're challenging.
You know what's funny is we talk about these teams like in, when it actually comes to tournaments so often, it's the 2 and 3 teams that end up throwing everybody's predictions out of whack because we kind of conflate the 1, 2, and 3 teams all together. But we have to remember, too, like some of these teams are so stacked that Falls might have a 2 or 3 team that makes it to the top three.
That's true.
So could now probably Ridgeview only has one team. My guess is that they only have one team. But Marquette Manor could as well. They have, I think, 3 teams coming as well. And you have some others. McConaughey, you have a couple teams in high school.
Yeah, we have 3. I'm not going to say anything, but I'm guessing 3 of them aren't going to be in the top.
Okay,
6.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if there's much of a chance there.
But I've just noticed in the past, like even last year at this tournament, I think it was this one, where some 2 or 3 team just came out of the woodwork and surprised. I think Colorado, too, Falls 3 came out and got like 3rd place. And so just never know.
You didn't see that coming anywhere. And that
you
could
just
very
never think
easily.
Of 2 or 3 teams as actually ever being a top 3 team. Like, of a program having 10 quizzers who are actually better than, you know, most of the other teams in the nation, like 10 quizzers. That's crazy. So it could happen.
So Falls 2 or 3 could challenge.
The potential's there for Falls and
bringing it back to Marquette Manor. I think this is a good time to see for them to test out how they're doing. Cause I don't think they've been to a full, were they at Cross Point?
Oh man, you put me on the spot. I don't remember.
Okay.
I think
but
they were. No, they weren't.
They weren't.
There.
So, if you probably don't remember them, chances are they probably weren't there.
That's true.
But I think Marquette Manor is a team for the Wisconsin Invitational. Mark my word, they finished. There's 12 teams, so that's a decent number of teams. Right. 21 teams in all at the Wisconsin Invitational Tournament. So the biggest one in the last while here. Probably biggest one ever, I think. 9 in JV, 12 in varsity. Yeah. Marquette Manor will be in the top 6.
For sure.
Remember that.
Okay.
We're going to have to talk about that in the post-view podcast. So Marquette Manor, Cross Point. What do you think about
that's
them?
That's right, Cross Point. Well, they were looking pretty good in at the Cross Point tournament. I did not get to see their high school team very much because, again, I was in JV.
Sure.
I'm liking what I'm seeing from their JV. Like they've got some new quizzers in there. They're brand new, but they were doing really well. I mean, just give it a couple of years and they'll be very good quizzers. They could be better than the quizzers they have right now. They lost a lot of seniors last year. Yeah. So
we're all, with all their team seniors.
Levi and I think Jackson. Yep. So there's a few of them they lost last year. There's more that we aren't naming that aren't, like, because we forgot the names, that are not coming back this year. But the ones they have, I think that they're probably doing pretty good. And so I wouldn't count them out. I would say they could make it the top five for sure.
Yeah. And they got Coach Ben.
That's right.
Who is a pretty solid coach, right. And he's always brings the enthusiasm to quizzing.
For sure.
But I think Crosspoint, to your credit, I mean, they have a coach that's pushing them. Mm-hmm. And I heard they were asking to put two teams in varsity for at this tournament. So I'm guessing that means that their program is doing pretty well right now. Yep. And then other teams that are coming, we've talked about Ridgeview, Falls. There's AOE that you briefly touched on. Also, Maranatha is coming.
Oh, right.
Now, I don't know fully what to expect. I've said the last couple of years that they have people that have been in quizzing for a while. Maybe this could be the year, but they have never quite gotten over that hump. Mm-hmm. They've kind of been stuck in...
They've kind of been stuck in that mediocre
stage. So they'll have to surprise us.
We'd love to see some improvement there and see
it's
them
gonna
surprise
have to,
us. You know?
Yeah, they'll have to... Sometimes you just gotta... You have to have that quizzer because, honestly, it comes down to the individual level.
Right.
Your coach can do whatever they want, but ultimately it has to be individual pushing. Like, I know for me, I would stay up till past 12, till 1, like, nailing down my referencing.
It takes
that individual work.
Gotta do it, yeah.
And usually it was in the last two weeks before a tournament, too.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I did when I was in, actually, Romans and James, once I got the whole material memorized, which was not in November. Like, if you have it all memorized now, hats off to you. That's impressive.
I never did.
I never did that either. So by the time I had it finished, it was like February, maybe January. So Romans and James, once I had that done, I'd take all the flashcards and I would put them all together and I would just make five stacks, and they were all random from all the different chapters. I'd make five stacks, and every day I would go through one of those stacks. So Monday through Friday, I was flashcarding. And so by the end of the week, I had flashcarded every verse. And that worked amazing. That was a great way to reference the material. So the hard part is actually getting to that point. But once you get to that point where you can do that, then it's, you know.
It takes so much work, more work than just saying through the chapter.
Right.
Say it through it forwards. Say through it backwards.
Yeah.
Say through it every other going forwards. Every other going backwards. That's key. The Bible Quizzer app, I don't know if you ever use that. But it's a more recent development. Mm-hmm. But the Bible Quizzer app is massive. For my siblings use it some, but it does. It has all the flashcards digitally. You can select different chapters, and it automatically mixes them all together.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really helpful to use because, like, sometimes it's hard to create all those flashcards.
Right.
Like, it takes a long time too. And if you can have them digitally, sometimes that can help. Hey, I'm all about doing it easy. The easiest way isn't always best, but sometimes the best way is. The easiest. The easiest way.
Okay. Put that in some quotes and post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, some of those inspirational quotes nowadays is like, walk straight and you will end up where you want to.
Okay.
Like, such a head-scratching quote. Like
crickets.
Like, some of the quotes, you're like, wow, did Confucius really say something that dumb? Like, I could have come up with that myself.
Okay. Well, good. Moving on.
Right. So, top. If you were to give a top three, what would your top three look like?
The only question is who's going to be number three.
Okay.
Because we already know Falls and Ridgeview are going to be one and two by our predictions.
And
now,
here's the thing:
you
is
be surprised,
that gives motivation to all those people out there watching who are
surprise
like,
surprise
hey,
me, prove me wrong. Falls and Ridgeview are number one and two.
I think
prove
we're
me
looking
wrong.
At
yeah,
it from
it.
Last year and. Into this year as well. I mean, we don't even, like, Falls probably look pretty good at Crosspoint.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of different, like, McQuanago wasn't there, and also Marquette Manor. You throw in two really good teams. AOE, your main quizzers, weren't there on the high school team.
Yeah. Right.
So there's a lot of variables, to your point.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't really know as far as who's going to take that step into number three. Really, it's just going to be whoever, like,
it could be another Falls team.
You're just going to know when it happens. Honestly, I would not be the least bit surprised if it is another Falls team.
I
also would not
be surprised.
Like I said earlier, I'm just going to say I wouldn't be surprised if it was AOE this time. I wouldn't be surprised if it's McQuanago.
I would actually be pumped if it was Marquette Manor.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. Like, if you told me right now that Marquette Manor would be the third place team,
I would want them to earn it and then I would be really pumped for them.
I think
I want it to be tough competition.
Yeah.
And then if they did that, that would be amazing, because I don't know the last time they actually got a number three.
A number three against in a tournament. I felt like they got close in JV.
Because Nationals, they did well in Nationals. I feel like they got in the top three or four in Nationals, and that was awesome. But just the way it was looking at Nationals, these were good teams, but they weren't the best.
Yeah.
Squanet was like the day before, and those were some of the best teams. And so Nationals just wasn't all of the best teams in the nation there. So I just felt like Market Manor, they did well. But I want to see them do well, like you said, against some of these tougher teams. So this is their opportunity.
And it'll be cool, because if they get through, that means they beat some teams that we know are quality from years past.
Exactly.
So that would be good. And Marquette Manor, don't disappoint me. No, just kidding. don't quiz well just for the predictions or anything. But I think there's some teams that aren't even going to be here from last year. Really good teams, like the Schultzes.
Yeah.
You have the two California teams. So that's three top six teams from last year right there.
Yep.
And you also have, I don't know about the Texas team, what they're doing, but they're going to be decent any tournaments they go to. And then any teams from down south, South Carolina, that I can't think of right now. But we got a lot of good teams for this upcoming quiz year. And, I mean, you can look at all of them and say that it's going to be a great year. So do you think that the depth of this upcoming year will compare to what we had last year at the end of the year?
I think it will. By the end of the year, I think so. I think we're just going to see a different list of names, and probably a lot more depth from the same teams is kind of what I'm seeing at this tournament.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy for that. It means there's more teams coming from the same programs. It doesn't look as exciting on paper, but it really is, like, to see that many quizzers involved. So I think the depth will be there. In fact, it might even be better, a step up from last year. I know it is for our program.
21 teams, which is...
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, our program's taking a step up. You know, I think there's a lot of the programs
more
that are
from Quantico.
Yeah.
I think the same amount.
So there's just a lot more depth. It's coming from the same places. I would love to see some new teams start. But, hey, we're happy to see more quizzers get involved in some of these churches that already had a team. That's I think, what we're going to see more this year.
Yes. And I hope that more teams, more top-level teams, can make it out to some of the majors, like Squanet. Mm-hmm. I want to see every quiz team that would potentially be in the top 10 at Squanet. That would be so awesome. I know I talked to Faith from California, and they're looking to be at Squanet, and they weren't last year.
Awesome.
Which would be awesome. I hope First Baptist can be back again.
Yeah.
And then also, we never talked about Woodside.
Oh, yeah.
They're
Woodside,
still
going
to be good this year.
Yeah, for sure.
And hopefully the Schultzes can make it all the way out from Oregon over there.
We could have an awesome year.
Colorado
could be like...
Because you're going to have probably the
history.
Schultzes there from Oregon.
It could be some deep competition at Colorado this year.
And it's been a while since... Like, Colorado went up last year.
Yeah.
But if we could see it go up slightly, like, that would just add to the feel.
It would be like... I mean, last year really was the biggest tournament they'd had, I think, since COVID or before COVID.
Yeah.
So, and Squanet, I think, was definitely the biggest they've had since COVID, for sure.
Oh, that was massive tournament.
Yeah, it was massive. So, I mean, I think we could definitely take another step up. I wouldn't be surprised if Squanet this year has 20 or so teams or more. Last year, I think, it was 18 or 19. So I think this overall, the year is going to increase in depth. That'd be my prediction.
And also, I forgot to mention Pilgrims from South Carolina that was at Squanet.
Okay.
They probably could be... up there too.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about them.
Yep.
But yeah, the quiz year is looking deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking excited. Sometimes it's easy to lose track of that over the summer.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get into year and you're like, oh, there's not many people that do Bible quizzing, whatever. But just take a look around and how Bible quiz is growing in many places, and be excited and use that as motivation to even I know we ought to memorize God's word because it is God's word.
Right.
But competition is an effective means
to
motivate us.
Yeah.
And we all need motivation for a lot of different things in life.
Mm-hmm.
So look around, look at all the different teams. Use that as motivation to study more of the...
Right.
Memorize more and memorize your best. Do your best for the Lord.
Absolutely. You'll never regret a single verse you memorize. I always tell my quizzers that. You might regret times spent in other things, time spent in video games, time spent in social media. You'll regret that time. You'll say... later on, man, I wish I hadn't spent all that time. But if you spend time in the Word of God, not a single verse is wasted, not a single one. As we close out this podcast, if you are wanting to be involved in Bible quizzing, maybe you're graduated, maybe you are nearing graduation, and you want to be involved in Bible quizzing, There's a few things out there that you can do. Obviously, coaching would be amazing. There's always a need for good coaches. You know, maybe you're graduating college or something and you're going to be at a different ministry and you want to start a team at that ministry. If you ever need help doing that, then reach out through our Bible quiz or website.
Amen.
We have some resources there. We want to connect to you. I would love to help you personally with doing that and give you some advice, having started a team myself, and not just here, but in Cameroon as well. We could definitely give you some help with that. So if you're interested in starting a team, that'd be awesome. Maybe you want to be involved in other ways. We have a need on the website for people who have good attention to detail, for people who know how to produce good content. We're always looking for ways to make Bible quizzing.
Graphic design.
Yeah.
Many different ways.
So if you are just willing to help, donate a couple hours, you know, every month or every week, as much as you're willing to do to push Bible quizzing forward and help more teenagers get the benefit that you had of memorizing God's word. If you're interested in getting involved, please reach out. You can email any of us. You can email mailbag. You can email Colin, Dave, Micah at BibleQuizzer.net. All of those emails. Just reach out, and we would love to help you find a way where you can be involved. And we would really appreciate the help, of course. And I know that God will use anything that you give to help young people to memorize his word. All right. Well, this has been the BibleQuizzer.net podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time.